Be'ez Hashem is we begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Rambam, Silchas Pesul Mekdash, and the laws of invalidations that relate to Kabbanis and the Seif Avoid in the Book of Service and the Beis Hamikdash, which in this Perek, the Rambam discusses the halach of Taroivis, when there's a mixture of that which is invalid and that which is valid, or one more severe than the other, and the required halachas. That's the Rambam begins halach alf. Kalazvachem shen is or behem, any carbon that it gets mixed into them, into these valid Kabbanis, achas mechatoyas ameses, one of, and we had spoken about in the prior Perakim, certain chatoyas that they have to be left to die. A shahaniskol, or an ox that has to be stoned. Either one, these animals have to be left to die. Then, then even if it's one of this problematic animal, in 10,000 valid karbanas, kulumi musot, all have to be left to die. The reason for that is, because living creatures are considered significant, and the davar chashuv is ve'in b'tayim, it's not nullified, even in one in 10,000. So therefore, they're all problematic, because you don't know which is the prohibited one. Now, v'mhikiv, if it was sacrificed, hurtz, it's acceptable. The reason for that is, she'im balechayim nedochen, because we don't consider living creatures as a rejection. So it's not a rejection per se, you just don't know, so either you're not allowed to, but if you did, then obviously the karbanos were accepted, and they fulfilled what they had to be done. Halacha beis, now let's say in this arbem echad misura mezbech, a different case, similar but different. Let's say in these kosher karbanos got mixed in one of the prohibited types of karbanos, which is that it has a invalidation to be brought as a carbon, but it's not a chatois hamesis, it's not an animal that's been left to die, then yiru kulam, here it has a different halacha, not kulam yimusa, as you said in the previous halacha, because of the status of this one that has to be left to die. Here, yiru kulam, the old graze, achibah b'mamum, until the rabbis of blemish, b'machur, and then the salt, the other b'meha yafesh b'hem, and then you bring from the monetary value of the best one of them, mi'oisa min shal kashman tzar, from that species of the kashman that got mixed in, meaning let's say you have what was one kosher carbon or whatever it was, you don't know the value of which one is the one that was the Isurim Mizbech or the one that was the kosher Mizbech. So whichever one is the more expensive one, because of the doubt that maybe that was the one that was the kosher one, because we don't know, it's mixed together, that's the one that you have to bring from its proceeds to make sure you got the value of the kosher carbon. Halacha Gimel. Let's say this kochim b'chulin tamim. Let's say karbanas got mixed up with unconsecrated, unblemished animals. So then you machra chulin shebetaroibis. So then you sell the unconsecrated, unblemished animals that are in the mixture l'tzarcha isamin for the purposes of that species of carbon they got mixed with. Be'ikav kulam, and then you'll sacrifice them all. Kesar haso. Let's have arba behemish shlamim. Let's have four carbon shlamim. And this arba behemish chulin tamim. They got mixed in with regular four unblemished chulin animals. So you machra habish chulin. So you'll sell the four of chulin l'mishu tzarcha labish shlamim to whoever has to. You don't know which they are, but wherever they are, you're selling them for whoever needs a shlamim. V'yikav kol shlamim. You'll sacrifice all shlamim. You sacrifice all eight. We don't know which one is yours, but we're selling you a shlamim and you a shlamim and you a shlamim and you a shlamim. And one of these are yours, and you bring all eight of that shlamim. V'chem ba'oila ba'asham. Same thing would happen. Let's say with the oila or with asham, and v'adam chulin chadava. And the monetary proceeds are chulin. Sure, you may chulin because the monetary proceeds are chulin. It's just that the person who needs it is going to take it with the shlamim, but obviously that means that the funds are that of chulin for at least four of them. Halacha dal. This arb shor hekdesh b'shvam shel choy. Let's say an ox of hekdesh gets mixed with an ox that's unconsecrated. So gadosh b'kulam hekdesh, or the bigger one of the two, we're going to consider as sanctified, meaning as the proceeds, because we have to make sure we got the value of the hekdesh. V'machur hashar l'tzor chayzamin, and you sell the rest for the purposes of that species. Because again, the same idea. Let's say you have the mixture is actually old karbanas, kachim in kachim, and it's actually min b'min. It's actually the same species. It's oil with oil or shlamim to shlamim, but just two different people. So So you sacrifice them both, whichever one for its requisite owner. Even though each one doesn't recognize his carbon, but you don't have to. It's brought for you, whichever one is yours. Now, when you say this, it's nashim, only when it's a carbon of a woman, shemim smicha, which they don't have to lean on their animal before it's sacrificed, because the law of smicha is only by a man. Of a kabbanas anashim, but regarding the kabbanas a man, since everyone has to lean on the head of his carbon before it's slaughtered, then you cannot sacrifice until one person gives his portion to his friend. So then they're both his, and they can do the smicha. Or until the rabbis are blemished by them all, they're sold. And each one has to bring the more expensive one of that species, because maybe his one was a more expensive one, and then from the proceeds they'll bring their carbon. But until that, there's nothing to do, because you have to lean on your carbon, and you can't lean that which is not your carbon. Halacha hei. Let's say one species gets mixed with a different species. Let's say an oil gets mixed with a shlam. So Yikrivu, you can't sacrifice even like the most stringent of the two and say, okay, we'll take on more restrictions, so it's going to be B'chol Masai Manu, we'll for sure get it right. No, you can't. You cannot bring Kachem to be invalidated, and a Shlam can be eaten for longer than Oila. And even if you do it stringently like an Oila, then you're going to be limiting the amount of time it can be eaten, and you can make it invalid quicker than it's supposed to be. Halacha Vav. Just like you cannot diminish the amount of time that a carbon can be eaten, so you cannot diminish the quantity of the types of people that could eat it. For example, where they're both eaten for the same amount of time of 2 days and one night, but the maisik can be eaten by every single Jew, only eaten by kahan. And so to below b'mokam achalas, neither could you diminish the area of where it could be eaten. Okay, says, what should you do in this halacha and the previous halacha in these cases? Rather, they're all grazed until there was a blemish. Each one is independently sold. The reason why is that if you were sold together, you wouldn't know how much is the value of each one to know which one's the more expensive one. And then you go ahead and you purchase from the most expensive one of this species, and also the more expensive of the other species, and you're going to be paying the higher of both. And then the excess, that's obviously the difference, the person, the owner, has to pay that out of pocket, that loss is from his own house. Halacha Zayin. Af b'shekev ha-hikrav oyle shechayiba. Now, even if, let's say, he already sacrificed the oyle that he was obligated to bring, or the shlom that he was obligated to bring, and we said the oyle and shlom got mixed together, still, harizem makrav min mehat rebe, still you're going to sacrifice from the proceeds of that mixture, oyle achar, so shlom achem, a different oyle and a different shlom. Halacha Ches. Now let's say a sin offering gets mixed with a peace offering. Yidu hakol, the old graze hashiba ben mum until levels of blemish. The yovid ben yovish ben shlomim, then you bring for the best one of that a shlomim. Ubnei yovish ben chatas, the best one of them a chatas. Now the makodam vehikir of chatas acheres a chatas aprisha loy. Now let's say you already had sacrificed a different chatas in place of this chatas which got mixed in with the shlomim. Then actually, and that's why the Rambam has mentioned this independently, because the first half was the same as we mentioned up until now. Here kulan yamusu. They're all going to have to be left to die. Because now, the chatas that mixed in with the shlamim, it's a chatas that she kibru ba'aleha ba'achar before it was figured out which one it is. Oh, then it has to be left to die. And you don't know which one it is, so they're all left to die. Halacha test. V'chein mis'orba mois chatas b'mois asham. So let's say the funds of a chatas gets mixed with the funds of an asham. So the kerech behemis, so you'll buy two animals, and you'll deconsecrate the funds of the chatas, whichever one it is, on the chatas, and the funds of the asham on the asham. So the funds will be automatically transferred, even though you don't know which is which. Now, but then kvar karva chatas, but if you already sacrificed his chatas, then you got to throw all the money to the Dead Sea, again for the same reason. The imkvar karva asham, and if you already sacrificed the asham, the nipal kol and dava, then actually all the funds will be used from the dava, meaning whatever's left over after you purchased from the best animal and you sacrifice the chatas, then the leftovers will be in the dava, because the funds are just like the asham itself, which just like by meisa asham you bring in the dava, so too the leftover funds of an asham is brought as a nedava. Halacha Yud. Now let's say toida, different cases of mixtures. A Thanksgiving offering, shenisav b'tmaras, got mixed with a tamura. A tamura is when you say, let the sanctity of this be on the other one. Actually, they both now have sanctity. But tamura is the exchange, and the toid is the original. Shtei intikravna, so both of them have to be sacrificed. And they got mixed up, so you sacrifice them both. Now, the yon of halachim imam, and the bread which is supposed to be the toida, okay, will be waived with them, and it will be qualified for the toida. V'kach, so too, which this is really going back to halacha vav and zayin, continuing on that theme. In this over toid b'shar zvachim, let's say the thanksgiving over and gets mixed with all other karbanas. Afish karbat toidasa already, although he already brought his toida, because he's like, okay, I don't know which is which, he brought a different toida. Yir hakol atshiba memum. So they all graze the lobs of blemish. The yavid mehayafa toida cheres, and brings from the highest priced one another toida. Mehayafa, and from the highest priced one, he brings zebachach, and that other karban got mixed with it. Now look at let's say in this over be'il nazar, let's say toida gets mixed with a ram of a nazar. Shatem to krav, so both will be sacrificed. Now, although the foreleg actually has to be eaten like kachem kachem, and you're diminishing the amount of people that could eat it, but that's a very small amount, therefore that didn't concern us. So you could sacrifice them both. And the breads will be waived with them. Let's say a firstborn animal gets mixed with a karm pesach. Shneim yiru atshibu b'mum, both will graze and develop a blemish. The ochak b'char, and it's eaten like a b'char, meaning like the stringent b'char, meaning that you can't slaughter it or sell it in the marketplace, and you can't do it with weights, which is a certain stringency the b'char has. But actually, regarding the eating itself, a b'char that's blemished doesn't have any more stringency than that of the Karban Pesach. Now, the question is, why can't you sacrifice them both? Because the Karban Pesach could be eaten by every single person up until midnight. And the bechor is for 2 days. And it's all mivakanim. So each one has a stringency that the other one doesn't have. And the being kachim raised up, so he can bring the kachim to being invalidated earlier. And they might machlas, and neither could diminish the eating. And each one's diminishing the other one, either in the amount of time or who could eat it. And therefore, we're not allowed to do that. And therefore, again, you have to go ahead and let them graze, develop some blemish. And then when it's blemish, you eat it as bechor, because the bechor cannot be redeemed. So then you eat it in that blemish state. Halachi gimel. Same thing is regarding ma'isa behem that get mixed with the karm pesach. Kishiba memum, when it develops a blemish, ya'och like ma'isa is eaten, because ma'isa also has that halacha, where it cannot be redeemed. But when it develops a blemish, then it can be eaten, we're not bringing it as a carbon. And the karm pesach also, once it develops a blemish, is not a karm pesach, and to eat in the blemish state. Now, ha'bachor v'ma'isa shenizav, regarding the firstborn animal and the ma'isa they got mixed together, so then actually ya'och b'mumam. So then they're just eating a blemished state, meaning without doing anything else, because there's no difference between bachor and ma'isa when they're blemished. They both cannot be redeemed, and they're both eating a blemished state. Halach yidal, v'chin shor kachim shenizav b'bachor ma'isa, so do all of the kachim that got mixed with a bachor and a ma'isa behema, yirat sheyipa b'mum, they graze the blood of the blemish, ya'ochel k'bachor, and it's eaten like a firstborn animal, shenov by mum that develops a blemish, or kamaisa by mum, or like the maisa that developed a blemish, which again they're eaten in a blemish state. Halach tezvav, ashim shenisar bishlam. If a guilt offering gets mixed with a peace offering, alpha bishem akriv mishneim elamum. Although by both of them they're very similar, that you only sacrifice the sacrificial parts of al basa nechel, but the meat is eaten by both of them. Still a yikrivu, still you not let us sacrifice them because the ashim is eaten only for a day and a night. Shlomi is eaten for 2 days and one night, and we said you can't bring a carbon that it's going to be invalidated earlier than it's supposed to be. Eliyiru, rather, it grazes Ashim b'mumum to develop a blemish. The yavid meha yafa ashim, and again, you bring from the higher quality value an ashim, and also meha yafa shlomim, the higher quality one you bring a shlomim. But meisef is in beis, and that difference he has to pay out of his pocket to fulfill his obligation. Then kadem hikra shlomim. Now, if he went and he first had sacrificed the ashim, then shnei yibl nedava, then both are brought as a nedava, as an oz tibur, which because it has a halacha like a meiser ashim, which is mixed in over here, which it goes to nedava. Halacha tazayin, kol kachim. This that we keep on talking about, that when they get mixed, and we spoke about when they could be the same species, so all kachim could be mixed with another species. The one exception can never happen, the case, you can never have a chatas mixed with ashim. Because a guilt offering is only from the male lambs, and you never have a sin offering from lambs, only if it's a female. So one's male, one's female, so obviously you can tell the difference, and they can never be confused. Now, all these cases we spoke about, if the animals, the korbanos got mixed when they were alive, if it was sacrificed, the hurts is accepted. Because, as Rambam has mentioned many times, a living creature is not considered rejected, so though you're not supposed to because we don't know and it doesn't become batal, but ultimately it's not rejected and it is accepted because you ultimately did bring it as a korban. Halachit cheskat is a related theme regarding when you find an animal regarding what its unknown status is. So, behemish and nintzis mi Yerushalayim by Migdal Eder, an animal that was found in the vicinity of Yerushalayim up until Migdal Eder, which is a city in a certain distance from Yerushalayim, ukmidas l'charuch, and that measurement in any direction, where most of the animals that are found over there are generally karbanis, because Yerushalayim is where everyone brings their karbanis, so it depends. In the keva bashanasihi, if it's a female animal within its first year, so kainz l'kipa achatamas, you put it into a closed area until it dies, shemachatis, because achatis is a female in its first year. It might be a chatas, which a chatas, it's kibru bala, all these cases, you don't know, you have to let it die because of that suffix. Now, let's say it was 2 years old, which it's not valid for a chatas in oil anymore. So, we're not concerned that maybe it was a chatas that was lost for a long time and was from its first year going to second year. That we're not concerned for. So, we're not concerned really that's a chatas in oil. So, if you have a shlam, you bring it as a shlamim, and you bring with it breads also, because maybe it's a Thanksgiving offering. Now, let's say matzazacha ben shteisham, let's say you find a male that's 2 years old. In the Takanas, there's nothing to do for it, because Shema Ashim, who maybe it's a guilt offering, because Ashim is brought when it's 2 years old. And also, Vadan Lekib of Olive, maybe the owner didn't get atonement yet, because actually, if the owner did get atonement, then you actually could fix it by letting a grace develop a blemish and you bring from its process in the Dava. But since we don't know, there's nothing for us to do for this animal. Let's say Matzazacha ben Shana, let's say you find a male that's in its first year, where it could be either a Oila or a Shlamim. So Manichat Shiba b'mom, you leave it until it develops a blemish. And you bring two animals in place of it. He stipulates and he says, this is going to be oila in place of it. This could be a shlam in place of that. And one of them you'll sacrifice the oila in the sachem shal tzibah, and this libation will be brought from the tzibah, because you don't know whose it is. The other one will be a shlam in malachim together with bread. You couldn't bring it as Oil or Shlam, because again, each one of those have different halachas than the other one. Now, now that you went and you took these two in place of that one, what do you do with the one that was found? You eat it when it develops a blemish. Because even if it was a firstborn animal or a maisa behema, which cannot be redeemed, it could be eaten in its blemished state. Now, and then Pesach Chazmanahu, and if it's a carbon Pesach after its time, which you're already taking care of with one of the two that you're designating. And even if it's carbon Pesach in its designated time, well, they're not called nizim, but everyone's careful about it. Everyone makes sure that the carbon Pesach doesn't get lost, and they're not concerned that it's a carbon Pesach in its time, meaning on the 14th of Nisan. And if you're going to say Hashem Hashem Nazar, Hashem Metzayu, maybe you're going to say maybe it's the Hashem of Nazar or Metzayu, where those are two exceptions that those Hashem is actually in its first year, in Tumat, those are not so commonly found. Levikir Lachashem, never they weren't concerned with them, and the only concern maybe is the Oilu Shlamim, and that you're taking care of by separating those two other ones, and even if we said if it's a Meiser or Bechayim, that you're eating in as a blemished state. Halacha Yotes contains regarding different mixtures of karbanas. Halacha Yotes, Nisarbu Kachim, Kachim, Achash, Nishchatu. Let's say that after they were slaughtered, the karbanas got mixed up together. Not like we were speaking about when they were alive, when they were animals itself. After slaughtered, then the karbanas got mixed up. So Yachal Kacham Shabim, then now already you have to, we said initially you can't sacrifice like that, but once it's already, now they're mixed up, you have to eat it like the stringent of the two of them. Let's say it got mixed in with other invalid karbanas. Or we're going to unconsecrate animals that were slaughtered in the Azar, which are also invalid. So to Ubitzurasim. So you obviously can't eat it because it might be something that's possible, but you can't burn it yet either because it doesn't have an intrinsic disqualification. You just don't know which one it is. So you have to let it stay overnight because you can't burn it if it wasn't possible yet. And then maybe it's a business here, but then you go out and you take it to be burnt. Halacha chaf, Avery chatas, let's say the limbs of a carbon chadash, and this over Avery oil got mixed with the limbs of a carbon oil, where the limbs of an oil have to be burnt on the zbech. The limbs of a chatas supposed to be eaten by the kan, and actually forbidden to burn them. So what do you do? Manich lakol, you leave it all. Actually, if to do until they get ruined, utubit surasim, and they're left out overnight. And then you burn in the courtyard, in the place where you burn all invalidated carbonas. Halacha chafalaf, Avery shabali mumin, the limb of a blemished carbon. Shins over Avery kachim, they got mixed with the limbs of kosher kachim. Even one limb of 1,000 valid limbs. Yitzhak called the basis, but all taken out to be burnt. Because it's a davar chashuv, it's not batel. And you don't know which one it is. And therefore, out of the doubt, you can't do anything with it. Even if, let's say, they were all sacrificed, except one out of 1,000 which you left it that you didn't do, still haritzah yisarv, because of the doubt, you have to burn it, bazar, in the courtyard, in the place where you burn those invalidated kabans. Halacha chav beis. Chatichas kachim kachim. If pieces of the higher level karbanas, they got mixed with the pieces of the low level kachim, or that of a carbon that can be eaten for one day, that got mixed with a carbon that can be eaten for 2 days. So you have to eat like the stringency of that. Kachim can only be eaten by kahanim and azara, and this could only be eaten for 1 day and not for 2 days. Halacha chav gimel. Let's say you have a piece of a chatzis that was tamei. They got mixed with 100 pieces of a chatas that's tar. Or let's say you have a piece of the lechem upon that became tummy. They got mixed with 100 pieces of tar lechem upon them. It actually will be nullified in the ratio of 100 to 1. And you're allowed to eat that mixture. Where we're talking about small pieces, which are not so distinguished to free to guess. And therefore, it does have halacha of bittel. Like we explained, the laws of trumas, perigidal halacha yadal. Halacha chavdal na'avol, but chaticha shal chatas. We have a piece of a karma chatas. Shin sovib mei chaticha shal chulin, they got mixed 100 pieces of chulin meat. Ovechim prutsa shal lechem apan matar. Let's say you have a piece of lechem apan that's tar. Shin sovib mei prutsa shal chulin, they got mixed into 100 pieces of chulin. Hare'el ayalu, we're not going to say a law of bittel of that it's elevated and nullified. Ela, rather, yachal akol lekahanim, rather, it's all going to be eaten by kahanim. And the reason why it's not nullified is because since it's possible to be eaten by kahanim, and that you don't need bittel, because kahanim can eat chulin, and it could eat that of the lechem upon him or of the chatas. In contrast to the previous halacha, where there's nothing to do about it, then we'll say the halacha bittel. And therefore, it'll have kechol ham demayis, like anytime you have a mixture of hektish and chulin, that it's eaten by those who could eat both of them, and we're not going to say halacha bittel, because, again, we don't need to, because the kahanim could go ahead and have it without any halacha bittel, therefore it's eaten by the kahanim.